power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey, and we're going to be talking about the disaster, which is education. When American students graduate from high school and are tested in comparison with students from other countries, why, we are down around 30th or 40th. I mean, they are intentionally dumbing down our students. They know exactly what they are doing. Who are they? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a small group of very wealthy people who have a different view of the world. The people on the right think they're on the left. The people on the left think they're on the right. They're neither. They have no loyalty to either side. They want power. They certainly own the media. They certainly control our six major banks and our six major media outlets and most of the major 100 major corporations, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Now, you say, well, if they control us, why don't they just take over? They already have taken over, but they need our financial and military power to establish their governments throughout the world. This is what it's all about. And the fact that most people don't even know they exist certainly reflects the degree of control that exists today over what American people think. And, of course, one of the places they're working the hardest is in education. And one of the people who's trying to expose what they're doing is our good friend Charlotte Isabey. Charlotte, thank you so much for being with us today. You pick up the story.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, I'm going to pick up the story where you probably are happy I will pick up the story. My dog seems to want to pick up the story, huh? Doctor. The Reese Committee investigation of the tax-exempt foundations that was shut down in 1954 by the Eisenhower administration, Republican, right? Mm-hmm. Was a very, very, very important for people to understand why that was shut down. It relates to this minute that you and I are talking right now. That investigation has to be resumed. Investigation of all tax-exempt foundations, not just the big baddies, you know, Carnegie, Rockefeller, Ford, etc. The neoconservative foundations are the ones that are doing the most damage right now with help and direction from the Carnegie Corporation and Bill Gates. They have to be, it has to be a resumption of the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations, which Norman Dodd, the research director, called for a resumption of this investigation in 1986 when we had a ceremony for him in the Senate Caucus Building to honor him for the work that he had done. The late Senator Jesse Helms promised Dodd that he would see that this investigation took place. He never did it.
Now, basically, if I could just simply add that If you'd like to see my interview with Norman Dodd, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Norman Dodd was the Sydney investigator for this congressional commission that was suspended in 1954. We're talking about 60 years ago. Why was it important? Because the great tax-exempt foundations are responsible for this subversive effort to destroy the Christian, the Judeo-Christian, and foundation of America and bring about this one-world government and to use the financial and military power of the United States to establish a ruthless world dictatorship to foment wars. I mean, the whole thing goes back to the great foundations. And we actually have an interview with Norman Dodd. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand history to understand what's going on today. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, I suggest they definitely go to that video. But what they have to understand is that the neoconservative, so-called pro-freedom, pro-family, pro-academics, they are part, the major part right now. Let me explain a little bit. Between 1965 or earlier and 1980, it was the Democrats in Congress, hard left, who passed all of the values-destroying bills that I followed very carefully. Had a lot to do with my book because I was on a local school board in the 70s. So I saw the result of what the Democrats were doing. And we had a good conservative group movement then. We're sort of Goldwater. And those people fought hard to keep these dreadful programs out of the schools. When Ronald Reagan got in, the Democrats put their feet up on their desk and said, we're just going to watch. We're going to let the neoconservatives do our dirty work now. The institutionalization of a new system. A new education system through restructuring from academics to Skinnerian performance-based for the Soviet workforce training system, which has been the plan all along, ever since Carnegie wrote the little book in 1934, you know, which basically called for using the schools to change our capitalist economic system to a planned economy. So anyway, the Democrats didn't have to do anything. They could go out for lunch, have drinks, have girlfriends and all, while the neoconservative Trotskyites put in what right now good Americans, good people out there are supporting school choice. Well, you can be sure. I mean, when you have Obama, Gerstner of IBM, Hastings of Netflix, the Council on Foreign Relations, et cetera, and Heritage Foundation that drafted the North American Free Trade Agreement, when you have all those groups together pushing for school choice, you better ask why. Because school choice is the vehicle to bring us down. To kill private education through federal funding, anything with federal money, is controlled by the feds. Kill private, kill religious, and interestingly enough, even kill public. They even want to kill public education because it's the corporations who want to run the whole show. It's globalism, folks.
Those stories are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they really are evil and wicked people. And if you do nothing, then you let them win by default. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Strong's Insurance salutes our American heritage and the heroes who, through their own personal sacrifice, made this country what it is today. From the veterans of foreign wars to heroes on the home front, from servicemen and women abroad to the police and fire departments and all of our American heroes, we salute you and may God bless you. This message courtesy of our good friends at Strong's Insurance in Brighton. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabella, and Charlotte is involved in education by serving on the school board, heading education for many years, and first went right to the source. Who is behind the effort to change education? The great tax-exempt foundations, if you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, we carry the book. If you haven't seen my interview with Norman Dodd, we have this. We have the documentation. You see the end result, America becoming a second-rate nation. What are you going to do about it? The other side's working full-time. Do you think you can counter this by going to voting maybe once every year, 3 or 4 years, or maybe not even voting at all? So the freedom is not free, and if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Charlotte, pick up the story.
All right. Well, I think that the most important thing right now is for your listeners to know about my blog. I have a blog you can go to every day on the Internet. And we've been up for about a month now. We have 10,000 hits in 1 month, which is amazing for a new blog. I'm going to give you the address of it, and here we go. ABCs of Dumb Down. blogspot.com. I'm going to go through it again. ABCSOFDUMBDOWN.BLOGSPOT.com.
Now
the history
of spell out,
is up there. Are you there?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
What does that spell out?
It's ABCs of dumbdown.blogspot.com.
ABCs of dumbdown.blogspot.com. Okay, fine. Is there any other way
yes.
to get it? Because that's so hard to remember.
That's so important for people to go there because not only are they my posts, but they are posts from leading education researchers since the 1960s, which we are connecting what's going on with Common Core and school choice and everything to past history to help people understand that they are walking down the wrong path. They've got to stop listening to these so-called conservative groups. In fact, just 2 posts ago, I put up my 24-page letter to Phyllis Schlafly, written in 1995, which told her exactly what school choice was, who was behind it, and documents showing the National Education Association in bed with Bill Bennett and all the conservatives to put this new form of school choice in, which will have no elected boards, which will not even be public, but will be a corporate fascist system of education through full choice. And that is what people have got to wake up and understand. Now, Dr. Stan, something really interesting happened yesterday. A gal who is the spokesperson for FreedomWorks. FreedomWorks is one of those neocon, real neocon Trotskyite groups, okay? And everybody's going to say, oh, sure, let's stop it, right? But it's very interesting. I just want to read this. I found on the Internet something called Education Freedom, an update by Whitney Neal, dated May 12, 2014. Very interesting. Whitney Neal is a young person, a young gal, I think she's a teacher, who works for FreedomWorks, a spokesperson. And what I've said here on the blog is, it's called Clueless at FreedomWorks. Clueless. Now, I said, is it possible these young spokespersons for FreedomWorks just haven't a clue? Whitney Neal evidently really felt that there would be no tax funding, federal control of charter schools. What planet has she been living on? Now, the article by Whitney Neal says this, quote, the U.S. House of Representatives passes the charter school bill, as ABC News reported. The House passed H.R. 10, the Success and Opportunity Through Quality Charter Schools Act, on Friday. Here is what Whitney, a leading spokesperson on education for FreedomWorks and supporter of school choice, has to say regarding charter schools, colon, quote, now listen to this. She, who's a big pusher of Glenn Beck and the big move for school choice and all this and charter schools, tax-funded school choice, she says, quote, in regard to this bill that passed, the charter school bill, this is exceptionally frustrating. As a passionate supporter of school choice, I find it odd that anyone examining the Department of Education finds it smart to expand their role in and federal influence on charter schools and state-based choice programs. Then, what on earth? You mean to say that she has not known up until now that charter schools, which are public schools, are federally funded with tax money?
The thing is that they don't know this. The thing is that...
how could she be a leader in the movement?
Sure. Well, unfortunately,
all of a sudden, you have to give her credit. At least she's admitting she was wrong. Now, all those people out there who are listening to me, they get mad at me, right, when I say they shouldn't be supporting school choice, that federally funded, tax-funded school choice is no choice. They get mad at me. But now she found out. The spokesperson for FreedomWorks, Dick Armey's outfit. She found out. She went and read the legislation coming out of Washington on charter schools. And she said, oh, my goodness, they're tax-funded. That means they're controlled.
Everything is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving to a fascist state.
Yes.
Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned that the destroying of the heart and mind and soul of your children? Are you concerned that using the education to destroy the moral fabric of society and to dumb down our children? Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What are you going to do? Or are you going to simply wait until it's all gone and freedom is a memory of things past and say, gee, I don't know how it happened, or I was too busy. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, the most important thing that can be done right now is for all your listeners to let it be known that the school choice issue is the Trojan horse, and stop fighting Common Core, because Common Core is nothing other than the 1969 National Assessment of Educational Progress, which now is using computers for assessment. It's the same thing. You are being diverted big time. And we know that. This is a diversionary tactic. And you know that it was even admitted by Politico you know, in the Washington Post or Politico, that the neoconservatives use the Common Core concerns of the parents to build huge databases so they can go in and get their school choice agenda in. That's a direct quote from Politico.
Okay, well, let's, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ann, and I just wanted to ask her if the Common Core that is such a Trojan horse and that is such an abomination, how that all of our education, most of our education is funded through taxpayer money. So how can we control it without federal regulation is, I think, something I'd like to know. And if she would address solutions as to what was going on before, because the Chinese and the Indians from India have at least 50 million who take 4 years of math, you know, high-level math, calculus, trigonometry, etc., and we can't compete. So we know that that's planned, but what are your solutions?
They're intensely dumbing down our students.
So what are our solutions?
Our kids can't take 4 years of advanced mathematics. But you see, they want to lower the educational standards in America. That's my estimate. What do you think, Charlotte?
Well, first of all, the Trojan horse is not Common Core. The Trojan horse is school choice. That's what's going to bring us down. That will kill all religious education, private education, and public, by the way. That's their goal, and I have all the documents on that. I hope the lady who's calling in will go to that blog and read all of this. But anyway, we have an 8-disc set exposing the global road to ruin through education. And it's now it's free at YouTube and at my website. It's also for sale at Amazon. But these are researchers. They've been in the trenches since the 60s. And most of our people really know what's going on. But we don't get paid by the tax-exempt foundations. We use our own, you know, milk money and gas money. And we know what we're talking about, and we include public school teachers. Now, you asked me a question. I said, look, be very careful what you read in the media about India and everywhere else and all of their very, very fine test scores, et cetera. You want to see the test. We still have a body of students in this country and teachers who could easily restore this system. As bad as it is, and I wrote The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, so I'm not going back on that by any means. But the deliberate dumbing down had to take place in order to get good Americans like yourself to not believe in our public education system. Our system was perfectly wonderful, just like Norman Dodd knew, before 1965. The leftists, the tax-exempt foundations, including Heritage and all the ones that everybody's following, their goal has to be to bring us down so that a new system could be implemented, which is called performance-based. Performance-based means nothing other than B.F. Skinner and training for the workforce and the Soviet polytech system, which was started in 1959 after Eisenhower signed the first agreement with the Soviet Union. American educators went over and studied their system. And that is Mark Tucker, it's Carnegie, it's Heritage, it's all of them putting that system in because it's, believe it or not, money. All they care about is money. So you ask for the solution? The solution is, first of all, for you to go to my blog, ABCs of Dumb Down. You go there. Go to Exposing the Global Road to Ruin, get educated, and then demand that the U.S. Department of Education obviously should have gone under Reagan, but it didn't, and that's all in my blog, too. That's got to go. But you've also got to make sure that the functions of the Department of Ed are not transferred to Health and Human Services or Labor. Because that is where the womb-to-tomb, lifelong, under the unelected council, which is school choice, huh, is going to go in. So those two bureaus, Health and Human Services and Labor. Education doesn't need anything in Washington anymore except for data collection. But anyway, you take care of that, then you take your school system back to the local level, and you decide your own curriculum, et cetera. Now, when people hear me say that, they say that's impossible. I'm going to say this. Look, you've got two poisons out there. You got to choose which one. Rock in a hard place. The last thing that I recommended is the least lethal. The other one, which is Bill Gates and Heritage and Obama and CFR, is far more lethal because that's lifelong workforce training for your children under the unelected council. Superintendent, unelected. We're losing our elective form of government through, believe it or not, school choice. This is the beginning of the unraveling. So anybody thinking, don't fall for all that stuff overseas, they're so much brighter than we are. No, they're not. I have a Belgian family. There are about 15 of them. I'm in touch with them. They're not. In fact, I'll tell you something. I get very upset with them. They don't have the faintest idea what's going on in the world. And they're highly educated.
Just about out of time. We're going to go to a break. Our telephone number is 877-254. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But they are intentionally dumbing down our people here. We have the ability to learn. They just aren't going to teach them. And they walk past the society. They control both political parties.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush takes the time to remind us that respect and care for our senior citizens should always be a priority in our society. We owe much of today's success to those people who, through hard work and sacrifice, have given our generation all the things we enjoy. During our National Older Americans Month, let's remember our seniors and wish them well. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, where ex-director Ed wishes all our seniors a great and safe 2014.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Charlotte Isabey. And, Sydney, before we go on, Charlotte, I want you to tell our listeners again how they can get in touch with your website, how they can get to your great new blog, how they can learn what's really going on behind the scenes. And there's so much information out there that is aimed at dumbing us down. But the big problem is that most Americans just aren't involved. They think that freedom is free, that all we have to do is, as it is, not really do much of anything. We're entitled to be free. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized effort to establish a dictatorship in America. It is established. They're using our financial and military power to establish dictatorships throughout the world and wars. And a great war is coming. Freedom, as you know it, is soon be lost unless you start getting involved and follow the new plan that we'll be talking about at the end of the program. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Go right ahead.
Okay, Dr. Stan, I think the simplest thing for people now, I've gone through so much, you know, I wrote a little book, Back to Basics, in 1984, after I got myself fired from the Department of Ed. That tells you everything. That's at Amazon for $10, right? That was boycotted across the board by all of the so-called conservative groups. Then I wrote Soviets in the Classroom, America's latest education fad, which told all about Ronald Reagan signing the agreements with the Soviet Union, with Gorbachev, and Carnegie signing with the Soviet Academy of Science. That was boycotted as well. Then I wrote The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which was 700 pages, not 30, like the first Back to Basics. That was boycotted by the conservatives as well. Then I wrote, because that's out of print now, and you can get it on the Internet for $6 or $7 or $1,000, but we did an abridged version of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and it's updated. It goes from the year 2000 to the year 2011, and that is for sale at Amazon. The original baby, which is out of print, is a free download at deliberatedumbingdown.com. We knew we had to do that because everything I've ever written has been boycotted. That alone should tell people something is wrong in Denmark. All right? Now, those are good places to go. DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Go to Amazon. Go to the Great 8-Disc Set, which is free now. I made that free, too, for everybody at DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Exposing the Global Road to Ruin Through Education is a free download at DeliberateDumbingDown.com. Then everything. I've made everything free because I'm frustrated. Now we have the blog. That's free, too. And for those who don't want to bother with everything else I have mentioned there, just go on the blog. And the blog, I'm going to go again and give you the title of the blog. ABCS, like ABCs, right? ABCs, ABCS of O-F, dumbdown, D-U-M-B-D-O-W-N dot blog, B-L-O-G, S-P-O-T dot com. I'll go through it again. ABCs of dumbdown dot blogspot dot com. All right. Now, I hope you've got that, folks, because you need that. Now, I'm going to read something from Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, page 266. You can go download the whole book, 700 pages, and you can follow this stuff. Dr. Stan, this is Norman Dodd talking to all of us in the Senate Caucus Building in 1986, shortly before he died, right after Ronald Reagan had signed the agreements with Gorbachev. Norman Dodd made an extremely pertinent and important observation regarding Americans' growing preference to, in quote, think and act collectively and the resulting dangers. Mr. Dodd's comments were made upon his receipt of the National Citizens Alliance Americanism Award presented by Senator Jesse Helms. This award recognized Dodd's courageous work as research director for the 1953 Congressional Investigation of the Tax-Exempt Foundations. Now, this is what he said. In Dodd's words, quote, I hope people can understand this. When he talks about collectivism, he's talking about collective way of thinking. He's talking about Americans' acceptance of socialism, fascism, and communism. So don't forget that. What is happening, I can best explain by describing to you where you would end up if you could sponsor a resumption, this is what I'm calling for, of the inquiry into the effect of foundation-type organizations in this country. If that were to be done, you would come into possession of proof exposing a fundamental truth which has never been put into words. I shall try to recite that truth to you, and you can take it home and act on it as a premise. This truth is that whenever a people show by their actions that they prefer to think and act collectively, exactly like the conservatives out there are all acting collectively now with the neocon Trotskyites, huh? Okay, I'll say it again. The truth is that whenever a people show by their actions that they prefer to think and act collectively, not as individuals, huh? Their dynasty becomes a reenactment of the story of the fall, capital F, as told to us by God through Moses. We are now in a position where we can see that it is that dynastic effect which you are experiencing today. We're going down. We're going down under to a totalitarian system, that's Charles saying. This is Dodd. We have a task, and that task is to sponsor an inquiry which would pull out into the open the proofs which show that it is that dynasty, collectivism, that is being worked out by us as a people unwittingly in complete ignorance. I wish I could help you think about that truth, because it has never been put into circulation. It now deserves to be, and it is persons like yourself who can contribute to the circulation of that particular finding, which the foundations, all of them, not just Ford and Rockefeller, Heritage, Pioneer, Freedom Works, Glenn Beck, all of them, in their zeal, the foundations in their zeal, have actually made this understandable. They, the foundations, have made a mistake. The mistake they have made is now represented by their determination to cooperate with the Soviet Union educationally. Now, people just say, oh, Russia. They were major players in the agreements with the Soviet Union, and they drafted the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Marx approved of. Marx
okay,
loved.
We have a caller, Charlotte. We have a caller. Who's calling in? Who's calling in? Hang on as soon as we get back from the break.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi,
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. What you must understand is we've funded the communist movement since its inception in 1917. We've funded the fascist movement. We funded the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. We're funding the terrorists today. The best enemies money could buy. And the average American has no idea. We live a wonderful life, but it's about to come to a horrible end. We have a caller who's calling in.
This is Samuel. I would like to, for you at the end of the program, because I'd like to hear more of what she's saying. When you go off, could you give your address, I mean your snail mail address, as well as your, email address? But wait a minute. Mainly, I would like the information concerning, I think it was Dr. Robinson's or Robert's, his CD, his disc that had to deal with education.
Robinson.
The reason why I want your...
Can you call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, ask for Art Robinson, ask for anything else you want, we'll get all of the information to you. 800-544-8927, okay?
Yeah, good.
All right. Okay, could you advertise it more often?
Because that's one way of defeating
this
education
problem
we're having.
Yeah, so are we back on or what?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Go right ahead, Charlotte. Again, our number, 877-254-7524, if you want to call this program. But our own number, if you want to reach us off air, 800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Yeah, well, it's been a long road to hoe, since I was, got myself fired from the Department of Ed. And I've seen this, Ronald Reagan was put up as a great hero. Well, I'm not going to go into that, but what I saw, everything in my office is what's going in right now, including the Common Core, right? And that was my office. And technology, the Skinner method, school choice, everything was out of my office. And so I tried to tell the country in numerous ways, as I pointed out before, and everything I ever, it's amazing, you have to give them credit. How have they managed to boycott so beautifully? But thanks to the internet, I was able to put everything up on the internet, free download for everybody, except the latest book, which is the updated version of The Big Baby. The Big Baby is a free download, but the updated version is quite good because it lists the last 10 years, talks about Gates and Pearson and the whole charter school movement and explains what it is, talks about the womb to tomb under the umbrella of the school district, unelected for all of us womb to tomb. That's what we're looking at. That's what's being called for. All the documentation is there. Now, there was a time when nobody had this documentation. Our researchers, I'm not alone. My book is a result of tremendous work by the publisher, Sarah Leslie, and the editor, Cynthia Weatherly. And there are about 30 or 40 of us researchers who've been in it ever since the 60s, and we have not stopped. We have kept telling the truth, but we are not beholden to a tax-exempt foundation.
And people have got to stop following every single one of them because they're being taken down the garden path because these groups are tax exempt. Don't forget. If you're tax exempt, you do what the government wants. And Norman Dog knew that. And that's why people say to me, Charlotte, what can we do? I say, look, there are a lot of things we should do right now. The first thing is not to pay any attention to these foundations that are all using the hype over Common Core to keep people diverted from the Trojan horse, which is the loss of our elected form of government through school choice. The most important, that's the Trojan horse right there. But how are we going to get at that? We have to do what Norman Dodd said to do. We have to resume. We're not going to go for a new investigation. No. Diane Ravitch and the likes of Ravitch are proposing that. I shot her down. I said, where were you, Diane? Do you have amnesia? She wants to have an investigation of Bill Gates. Oh, really? Well, wait a minute. No, we don't need a new investigation to divert us even more. We want to resume the investigation that was cut off in 1954. We want to do what Norman Dodd, the late Norman, great Norman Dodd, asked us to do in 1986, which Jesse Helms refused to do. We want to resume, right, take off from the point where that investigation was shot down. The 3,000 pages of the investigation are at my son's website.
That's the
AmericanDeception.com.
That's the Reese Committee.
That's the one copy. Remember, Dr. Stan, that we had? I bought from Bob Goldsboro.
Right.
And Bob offered any amount of money for that one copy. But he wouldn't take it. And then I bought it from him for $3,000. People can go and read. Now, when that got shut down, we start from there. We resume that investigation, and we not only go after all the big baddies like Carnegie, Ford, Pew, all that. We go after Heritage, Pioneer, Freedom Works, all the groups, tax-exempt groups now that are leading these good parents astray. That's what we do. We've got to resume. That's number one agenda for your listeners. A resumption of the investigation of the tax-exempt foundation shut down in 1954. Now, Dr. Stan has all that information, too. That's what has to be done. Short of that, we will never straighten out this mess because the enemy has to be identified. And the enemy, as I said before, is not the left anymore. At least they tell us what they're doing. It's the right. It's the conservative, the phony Trotskyite right group, tax exempt. That's what I'm talking about. This is big stuff. And people, they don't have to believe me. They can just hang up. They can just not listen. That's what they've been doing for a long time. And look where you are now. Look where you are. You're desperate. Because you wouldn't listen to the people who were paying it out of their own school lunch money for the kids. Gas money.
We're out of time, Charlotte. God bless you. Thank you for everything you do. And we'll be
Thank
back
you, Dr.
to wrap up the program.
Bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers.
So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here, and I hope you enjoyed Scarlett. I think her material is excellent and well worthwhile. You need to understand our educational system has been taken over. They don't teach our children today morals. They do everything they can to destroy the moral fabric of our society. Why do you think that one in every 42% of white children are born out of wedlock, and 50% of Hispanic children are born out of wedlock, and 72% of black children are born out of wedlock? The success of an educational system aimed at destroying the moral fabric of our society. Now, what can you do? Well, first of all, you've got to have a program, and every day you talk to five people. You meet them at the grocery store. You talk to them on the telephone. They may be a friend. They may be people you just meet on the street. But tell them about what's going on. Tell them about the fact that we have a small group that controls both political parties. They control the educational system. They control the banks, the six major banks, the six major corporations that control the media. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government and a world war. Talk to them about it. Get them to listen to Alex and Joyce and Sidney Catherine Albrecht and my program and start getting educated. That is your primary goal. Number two, of course, is we have to make sure that the local election process is legitimate. They rig the election process now that they have the electronic voting machine and every one of them can be rigged. And then three, you've got to get started working in your local community in the political process, backing the constitutional candidates, and if there's not one there, why, find one or run yourself. Those are the three places we're going to start. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But remember, freedom is not free. There's a subversive element, a wicked element, and behind them, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read the book, The New Media Monopoly, How They Control the Media. And you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you will be able to help financially maintain my network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring the message to people all across America, indeed all across the world, about what's really going on. We need your help financially because we have tremendous expenses. But basically, with your help, why we've been able to do what we have so far. And if you continue helping us and supporting us or can increase your help, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And remember, behind everything going on today are powerful supernatural forces, truly demonic forces, people who worship the prince of this world.